You know, I forgot to say something. I thank you for saving my life. I thought I was gonna die, honestly, till you showed up out of nowhere. I thought I was alone in that camp. Didn't know that they had other hostages there. Was just so scared. I couldn't hear the others. I couldn't even hear you. I know I should have trusted you, but really, trusting a stranger was the reason I got there in the first place. Do you think they were able to follow us? I hope not. It is raining, so at the very least, I think our tracks will be wiped out. It's rather cold here, too. You okay there? Yeah, I can imagine. Probably took a lot from you. Seeing as you had to, I don't know, beat three guys into a bloody pulp. And then try and carry a small girl like me too out of there. I think this is the only time I'm thankful that I'm short and petite. Sorry. You must be quite stressed and overwhelmed by everything. How long did you say you were in that place? Shit. That's way longer than my stay, if you can even call it a stay. I'm sorry when I'm just scared or nervous. I try to make myself laugh. It's a coping mechanism. I hope you understand. I'm just so fucking thankful that we're away from them. Just hearing their gunshots from the distance scared the shit out of me. I'm so glad you grabbed my hand back there. Otherwise, I would have frozen in all your efforts to rescue me. It would have been in vain. It's so fucking cold. Aren't you cold over there? No. But I could see you shivering. It's okay. We can probably share some body heat. Seeing as this cave is also damp, and there's literally no way for us to start a fire. Come here. Don't be afraid. We've been through a lot, and I guess a little bit of warmth and comfort would be a much needed thing right now. I'm glad. I don't know what they did to you, why you're all. I don't know if it's a personality thing or if they did something to you for you to be all quiet, but I hope you know how thankful I am, and I hope I can repay you somehow. Me? I was working at this, place or bar, if that's what you call it. No one really ever stays for the drinks. They stay for some. Yeah. I work at the, nearby strip club. I guess I thought I was hooking up with some rich client, but turns out they were just looking to traffic some people. Yeah. Yeah. I was fooled. I mean, I don't have a lot of cash with me. If I wasn't a stripper, I'd probably be, I don't know, some cashier at this fast food restaurant. It's not really honest work, but at least it's work, and at least it's not, you know, terribly illegal or something. I think I know what to do to repay you. You're still shivering, I can see it. Why don't we share some body heat, but just a bit more than sitting close to each other. Yes, I am suggesting what you're thinking. I mean, you can take it or leave it. I don't really mind. I just feel like I need to do something for you as well. Seeing as you've been there for months, you kind of deserve a little bit more comfort and a little more attention and intimacy than not just sitting beside a girl trying to warm themselves up in the cave. Plus, I think it'll make warming up easier for you. I can handle the cold. I mean, I'm usually naked anyway, so, you know, I'm a little more immune to that. Here, I'll take your pants off for you. I see you're already hard, huh? It's just the thought of a human touch after a while. Must be enough. Feeling better? Fuck. I can imagine it. It's been so long for you too, huh? Are you gonna come for me? Well, I think it'll be a smarter idea if you wait a bit. Let's make this a little more explosive, huh? Itch you. Just a bit. Make sure that when you do come. Now you come a lot. You can hold it in. Just a little bit more, please. I want to make you feel so good. If you hold it in really, really well, I'm sure it's gonna be one of the best experiences ever. Oh, you want something more, huh? Oh, feeling cold, huh? I can understand that. All right, I'll slow down. Yeah, I think I'd like that too. It really has been a while, and if I am going to get fucked soon, I want it to be fucked by my hero. I'm ready. Making it easier for me to forget all the shit that's happened. Fuck, yes, yes. Yes. There, please, please, harder. Fuck me harder this way. That was even a better idea. Oh, good job for thinking of that. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, no. Don't. I'll move on top of you. It's still quite cold, and Honestly, being wrapped around in your arms would feel much better. Oh, yes. Quite tired from that. Yeah, you're tired too. I can imagine. Having to edge and then fucking me. After quite the roller coaster ride we've been on, I can imagine I'd feel the same way. Thank you. Thank you for saving me and making me feel good. Now I think we have to sleep. Or at least, if you're scared, you can sleep for now and I'll stay awake. Listen for anyone who's coming nearby. Yeah, that would be a smart thing to do, right? And then when the rain stops and you're still asleep, I can wake you up. And we can go and find help again.